there's Wham for you and this week's UK Radio Hit Play, and that's called Bad Boys. It's their brand new one, and the follow-up, of course, to Wham Rap, which was out a couple of months ago, all along the same lines, and watch that one in the charts very soon. And for the next hour, following the ABC of Greatest Hits, we've got the Record Review Programme, which sounds really exciting indeed. And tonight in the studio, we've got Paul Johnson and also Mike Johns as well.
Hello, I've just come down off my high perch. You would not believe where I was stood just now. Tell him.
You look a real bird. I may as well tell you. I'm going to go get you a packet of Trill afterwards, Mike.
No, actually. Well, I was just stood on my perch, you see, which... It was a chair. I was stood on the studio chair for a very good reason. I'm trying to find some headphones.
And it's a long time since I've talked to you on UK, I must say that much.
It's not so long since I've talked to you on another station, though.
I'm going to dig out a couple of your programmes later on and give the listeners a quick blast of...
Oh, no, you don't.
...of 3 years ago.
We will have a transmitter breakdown if you do that, Mark.
Right, then. First of all, on the Record Review, what do you think of Elton John, Mark? Do you like Elton John or what?
I think you've better rephrase
it. And I mean the music-wise, not anything else, by the way.
Well, first of all, non-musically, I'm a perfectly normal person, so I do not like Elton John. As far as music's concerned, he's done some good stuff, but he's going downhill now, isn't he?
Right, then, well, this is one from him. He's back with his old producer, of course, Bernie Taupin, for this one. It's called That's Why They Call It The Blues, and it's out this week for you. We'll see what we think of this after we've heard it right now.
Don't wish it away, don't look at it like it. Forever between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. And while I'm away, dust out the demons inside, and it won't be long before you.
That's Elton John, and I guess that's why they call it the blues. And Elton John hasn't had too much success recently. His only last big hit within the last couple of years or so has been Blue Eyes, and that was actually written with Elton John and also Osborne as well. In actual fact, Elton John is now back with his old friend and writer as well, and also producer Bernie Taupin, and that's written by Elton John, Bernie Taupin and David Johnson as well. And we'll go back to Paul Johnson first of all to see what he thinks of that.
Yes, I quite enjoyed that one, I must admit, Dave, but as far as being a hit is concerned, I don't really think it's going to be a very big hit, unfortunately, but I enjoyed it personally, but as I say, I don't think people are going to go out and buy it, unfortunately.
Why do you think that Elton John hasn't had much success over the last couple of years? What do you, attribute that to?
Well, I think a lot of the records that he's put out have been substandard from the ones he had in the mid to early 70s. And perhaps because he's got back with this new producer and songwriting team, perhaps he may start having the hits again.
Actually, looking at the label again, Stevie Wonder plays harmonica on that record. So what do you think
wow.
of that? Mike, what do you think of Elton John? I guess that's why they call it the blues. Does that one give you the blues or what?
It makes me very sad, yeah. I don't think it'll be a chart sound success or anything like that. Not, it's nothing. He seems to have gone downhill, like I say, ever since the mid-70s, like Paul was saying. But no, I don't think it's going to be a hit at all.
Well, as you can see tonight, we haven't got the gruesome twosome in the studio because they're out doing other things, as you might say, which is a bit of a relief.
Now, does that sound like... That sounds very much like Mr. John Johnson and Gary Lewis.
Well, you could be right. The West Midlands' favourite people, Gary Lewis and John Johnson, aren't here tonight, which is a... a godsend with
it. John Johnson, he always says such nice things about me and this other radio station which I'm involved with, doesn't he?
But he doesn't really mean them, that's the thing. But I mean,
well, we don't know.
you really can't weigh him up.
He asked us for a job the other week.
Oh, you're joking. Dear me. I mean, who would employ John Johnson as an actual programme presenter? That's the question everyone's wanting to ask you. I mean, would you employ John Johnson?
If he's listening...
Yes, you would, but if
no,
he's not...
No, no, no.
If John Johnson's listening, Mike would employ you as a programme presenter, but if you're not listening, no, he wouldn't. And if they are listening out there in the Wolverhampton area this evening, out and about on their little treks, as you may say, hi to you, pair. And are they going to be back in 2 weeks on the programme? That's the question.
Well, I suppose there's always a possibility that they'll unfortunately appear on the doorstep again.
Okay, well, Elton John looks like it's going to be a flop, but it's already actually climbing up the charts, if you want the truth. It's about number 48 this week, so I have to say I think it's going to be a bit of a hit. Not a massive hit, but it's going to get in the top 40. Oh. So there you go. I'm unfortunately outvoted already, but
call a bit of a hit a flop.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. Considering today's selling standards for singles, I suppose you're going to have to sell a couple of hundred to get into the top 40. Anyway, that's besides the point. What do you think of Natasha, Mark? That's the question I now want to ask you.
She once said something in Record Mirror, I think, about people on the London Underground wanting to molest her because she wears these rather revealing outfits.
And if you saw the video to Ico, whatever it was, you'll see why as well. And that was out this time last year. The reason why I'm saying that is because we've got a record on the turntable now, which is on her own label. When I say her own label, it's the one she records for, Tower Bell Records, which is distributed through PRT. And this is one of the UK freebies, which
Hang
has
on.
Dropped through the post this morning.
Distributed through who?
PRT.
Isn't he a DJ on Radio 1?
Oh dear me. Anyway, so what I think this is by a lady called Corolla. Not Coca-Cola, Corolla. Have you ever heard of this one?
It's a car, isn't it?
Well, anyway, it's called Love Isn't Love. And see what you think of this one. This sounds very European to me, by the way. And we go to Mike, first of all, for his points on that in just a second.
More music, UK radio.
And exactly, yeah, that jingle is absolutely the most awful jingle I've ever heard in my whole life. But there you go, they're not as good as Wolfram's jingles, are they, Mike?
Oh, grovel, what?
Right then, what do you know about that lady, Carola? Because during that record, you were telling me all about it, and I don't know a thing
she's
about
it. She's got big hits in Sweden.
Well, you don't get many of them to a pound either, but besides that, who is she? That's the question I want to ask.
She was the lady that I wanted to win the Eurovision Song Contest, not because I particularly liked the record, but because I disliked it the least.
Yeah. She's got a strong voice, hasn't she?
Yeah, and looking from her arms when she was on the television, I think she's strong elsewhere as
well. Yeah, so I reckon so as well. Anyway, besides that, on the label it says, original sound recording made by Marianne Records in Sweden, so she must have been the Swedish entry.
Yeah.
What did you think?
She's got the Swedish accent to go with it.
Yeah, she has. And that actually, I think, sounds typical sort of early Aberish stuff. Don't you agree with that?
Yeah, well, I mean, the Swedes have been renowned for these on their exports, aren't they?
Especially...
You look at Volvo cars, they haven't changed the style of those in 20 years either.
And since ABBA won back in 1974, really, especially the Swedish entries have all sort of been in the shadow of Waterloo and things like that.
It's a bit like the British ones as well, all being in the shadow of...
Bucks Fizz recently as well.
I'm so glad you said that, because I was going to say something else. A bit of a spoonerism there.
Yeah. Right, what I want to know is, do you think it's going to be a hit? Do you think it should have won? That's the question as well.
I think it should have won, because I hated the Luxembourg entry.
It was terrible, that one was, wasn't it, eh? And the thing is, they haven't even translated that one into English, because the silly girl can't even speak English, which is a bit of a hassle.
Really?
That's the truth, yeah. So there you go. Do you think that one has got a chance of being a hit? Because usually if they win, they smash hits, and if they just come second, they flop.
I don't know. It all depends on... Who's the producer of Top of the Pops nowadays?
Oh, God knows. Who cares?
Well,
that's the thing.
Johnny Beerling or whoever's replaced him nowadays, I don't know. But if he likes the look of that lady, then it'll probably be a hit because he'll put her on Top of the Pops, you see.
Right then, do you like it? That's the thing as well.
No, not particularly.
And on Hit Potential, what do you think?
Mediocre.
And will you give it 5? That's the question.
5? What's 5? We'll give it 2.5.
Okay then, Paul, what do you think of that? As I just sit here with my hand on the turntable looking really bored.
Well, I'll give it 0.5.
And
no, whatever it's called.
No points.
And as you say, Paul is really good at taking off the Eurovision Song Contest juries. You should really have a crackly line.
And Punten!
Coming on the end saying, Wyomani, Dwapwai. So there you go. Right, and do you think it's going to be a hit, Paul? That's the question.
You're listening to the Dave Jarvis programme or something. Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be a hit, Paul?
No, not with me. I'm afraid not. It's
it's definitely out the window.
It's definitely down the loo.
Only good for making plant pots out of.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Well, I think that's about the best use for that record, actually. I think it'd make a very good ashtray, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right then. Well, Paul, let's see, what shall I ask? Paul, what do you know about Savar, because they're coming up next.
Not a lot.
And what do you know about Savar, Mike?
That's French as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you've got Duran Duran, Talk Talk, and Savar Savar. They all seem to be copying each other. And they've got the lead singer by the name of Stephen Paris. And that's not a false name. God knows what is. And he looks really, really small, and he also looks a bit effeminate as well. And he also sings like it too, as you'll find out when you hear this one. It's called Burning Boy.
Maybe he could join forces with Elton John.
Perhaps
then.
He could, yeah. And actually produced by Tim Freeze Green, who produces Blue Zoo as well. And, yes, it is scratched, if you heard it jump at the end.
I thought I heard it jump, though. Yeah, it's not really Savar Savar, it's Cava Cava, you can't read.
It's written by Stephen Paris. Spelt with 2 S's.
It hasn't got the little, what is it, I don't know, what they call it on the end of the C. That turns it into Savar Savar.
Yeah.
So it's really Cava Cava, so everybody that says it's Savar Savar is wrong.
It's Henri Gard, who bring you the same people as Hazy Fantasy and other creeps like that.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And have you seen the lady out of Hazy Fantasy? My God, what a mess. Anyway,
we're going to get done for libel here. Listen.
What do you think of Burning Boy by Savar Savar? Because Paul isn't here in the studio at the moment. He's just popped out to do other things.
Yeah.
I think he's having a French sauna in the other room. But,
French sauna, eh?
What do you think of Burning Boy, Savar Savar, Mike?
It's the best I've heard so far on this programme.
Let's just say, some of the single releases which have come out this week aren't too hot.
Yeah, it's what you expect in the middle of summer, isn't it, really? Anyway, no, I think that's, got a slight chance going for it there, but not a lot.
Not a lot. Well, I think it's awful as well. In fact, that's the worst record I've heard in months, and it's nearly as bad as Where's Romeo, which was out last year. And in fact, I believe that he's tried to change his voice a little bit, because when that came out about a year or so ago, when you, I don't think Mike was a running war from then, were you? Eh?
No.
I think he's had the operation since then.
You were doing other things, and a year ago...
crashing cars.
About a year ago, he sounded like a cross between Orville and Claire out of Altered Images, and that was an awful record, Where's Romeo. Since then, they've had one out, which was called Brother Bright, which absolutely flopped, and now that's their new one, Burning Boy, which is awful as well. So there you go. Joan Armour Trading, what do you think of Joan Armour Trading, Mike?
Well, I've got a separate name for her. I call her Joan Armour Plating.
Well, here's her new one anyway. It's called I Love It When You Call Me Names, and if you want to pick up the sleeve there, which is just behind you, just sing along with the words and just listen to them, because it's a clever song, this one. Comes from her album, which is called The Key. Thank you. that's an edited version from her LP, which is called The Key, Joan Armour Trading, which has just done very well, nicely indeed, in the LP charts, got to a high spot of number 3, and the lady has also completed her sellout tour of the UK just recently, and she took in the Birmingham NEC and sold it out completely. And hot on the heels of her last single, Drop the Pilot, that one, and it's called I Love It When You Call Me Names. And Mark, what are you poking that key at my nostril for?
What's the title of her LP?
Oh, The Key. There you go. These slight puns
now
which
then,
Mark comes out with.
I've heard that somewhere before, that record.
I heard it on Wolf and Sound, actually, about two and a half months ago, wasn't it?
It's something like that. I played
before,
it. What are you on about?
It was just when Drop the Pilot had come out, so it shows how ahead that station is.
Who told me to play it?
Well, could have been someone not too far from you. Anyway, what do you think of that? That's the question.
Well, the last one was a hit, wasn't it? So this one should be, to be honest with you.
It's produced by Steve Lillywhite, who's produced people like Genesis and other people too, and a guy with a very strange name. No wonder he's into record producing. Know what I mean?
He'll change his name specially for it, what are you on about? No, that's a reasonable record. I don't particularly like it, but I think it's got quite a bit of chart potential with it.
So Paul Johnson doesn't come into the studio again. So I wonder what he's doing at the moment.
He's got bad diarrhoea, that's what it is. He's been on the beans again.
It's Wolverhampton's real local, UK, your favourite radio station. No,
tell me, if it's Wolverhampton's local, why is it called UK Radio?
I haven't got a clue. I mean, we don't cover the UK, but there you go. And it's just getting dark across the Wolverhampton area. Light up your lights now if it's not already dark. And let me tell you the weather. It looks like it's outside the studio. It's blowing a gale, so what do you reckon, Mark, for tomorrow?
Where is she? I used to know somebody called Gale.
Right then, John, are we trading going to be a hit, you reckon, or what?
Mediocre hit.
Okay then. What do you think of Prince? If I keep saying before I get a record on the turntable, what do you think of somebody, then I'm going to go mad. What do you think of Prince? Did you like 1999?
He's a good dog. No. Not bad.
Have you heard the new one as well?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't played it on Wolfram. You're all right.
If you mention Wolfram once more, I'll just personally
you
wring your neck
it.
And put you up the corner and make you watch 10 episodes of Crossroads or something. Listen. Just because Wolfram is Wolverhampton's local, don't keep saying it on UK, for God's sake. You'll get us the sack here. Right then, well, this is his new one. It's called Little Red Corvette, and it's the follow-up to 1999. And it's a big change in style for him. No one can accuse him of a playing the same thing over and over again, and like In Deep, who we'll be having a little bit later on. So if you like In Deep's last one, Last Night a DJ Saved My Life, we'll play that one later. Right now, it's Prince. This is Little Red Corvette, right after the jingle.
UK Radio.
By the way you parked your car sideways, I don't mean that. See, you're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, she had a pocket full of horses, children and some abuse. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey,
and that's Prince, and A Little Red Corvette, and the second track to come as a single off his LP called 1999. And in the other corner of the studio right now, someone's trying to wire up a pair of headphones, so as Mark could sort of come in properly on the programme. It's UK's fortnightly look at some new single releases, where we all have a little bit of a laugh and get together, and Paul Johnson gets out the old coffee and rich tea biscuits, and we'll get drunk on caffeine. What do you think of that?
It was quite a change in style,
as he says, swivelling the mic round. So if that's the noise, you'll know why. We've only got one mic here, incidentally.
Oh, haven't you got two?
Oh, dear me. Shut up and say what you think of that.
I just told you. Yeah, it is a change of style. Not as good as 1999, because 1999 was different, to say the least. And if something's different these days, then it usually gets my seal of approval, because there's not much that you can do with music nowadays. But that's sort of very much the sort of thing that's going to be played on these little IBA things.
B-E-A-C-O-N. Where you always get a French sauna.
Bacon. What was it?
Is it Beacon?
No, it's Bacon Radio, isn't it?
Oh yes. Where they've got so much power, it's unbelievable. I'll tell you something. You drive 2 miles away from their medium wave transmitter, and the Germans block them out.
Mm.
Anyway, do people really want to know that?
No, I only saw 3 hands up just then.
Okay then, Paul. What do you think of Prince, Little Red Corvette? I think you better get round here so I can move the mic round.
I think it's great. I like that.
And I think it's great as well. It's brilliant. Better than 1999.
I've heard it a few times, and well, it's good. I like it.
It's going to be a hit, I reckon. In America, it is already.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, over here, I don't know if it's going to be a hit. I think it could be a miss, actually, which is rather unfortunate. But certainly a nice song, and I think it's good, and that's all that counts out there.
Okay, then. No one please look at the record label of the next record. I'm just going to play it, then we'll come back to it afterwards and see what you think about this one. It's on the EMI record label by someone I used to be on, Decca, and who had a big hit back in 1976.
The right to sing, the right to play, the right to do the things I feel in my own way. And if you took it all and asked me to pretend, you'd be breaking a heart that won't mend. The right to win, the right to lose, the right to fall in love with anyone I choose, or die.
And while I wouldn't say that record companies send UK the faulty copies, but that didn't really jump at the end. Did you see the stylus going there, Mark, across that record? Because I know you're in a prominent position to see the stylus.
Prominent, that's a good word for today, isn't it, Dave?
A good word for me, you mean? What? I'll have you know I've got A-levels in English.
Have so you? There. Oh, where did you get that then?
Wouldn't you like to know, eh? I don't walk the streets at night, I'll have you know. I'm always inside. I'm so innocent, it's unbelievable.
Take
anyway,
the examiner a fiver.
It's a change of record label for my John Miles.
Really?
And it's written by John Miles and Bob Marshall, whoever he is. Mm. And it's also produced by Gus Dudgeon, who has produced Elton John in the past. Mm. So what do you think of that?
When you said don't look at the label, I wasn't actually looking. I was doing something else. And for an awful moment, I thought I was listening to Barry Manilow. That's the sort of middle-of-the-road thing, which I don't like, but loads of housewives do.
And
so
the truth of the matter is, it's someone's hit pick on Beacon this week.
Is it?
So there you go, they're playing it all the time.
Are they? What,
yes,
this week
are.
Or next week?
This week. They've been playing it all the time. I think it's on their A-list.
Wait a minute, you know what this means?
Yes.
You've been listening to... Right, I'm going.
This is really Beacon Radio 303. 97.2 FM in stereo, 303 metres medium wave, where the time is now 9 o'clock. And right now in the news, with the news, here's Sue Plimmer. Seriously, Paul, what do you think of John Miles?
I think he's great. I mean, he's made some great records.
And you think he's really great?
Yeah, I think he's really great.
But the thing is, do you think it's going to be an hit? That's the thing what I want to know.
Well, the thing is, whack, that...
In a couple of weeks, I reckon that one's going to be a flop.
In a couple of weeks?
I don't know about you, but I don't either.
You don't either.
Okay, that's enough about John Miles. Let's move on. Have you ever heard of have you ever heard of the Pale Fountains? Anybody?
Pale Fountains.
Now, isn't that... Didn't you play a record by the Pale Fountains, which almost took us into 1983?
I did, this time in about, December. Does that really make sense? Anyway, I saw these on the old Grey Whistle Test the other night, and they were performing this, and it's also their new single. Don't ask me what it's called. Pass me the sleeve, Mark, it's just there. What's it called? The Palm of My Hand by the Pale Fountains. The lead singer is all of about 16 or 17 years old. So what do you think of this? Pretty catchy song. It's UK The Record Review with Dave and you in Wolverhampton, and also Mike as well. And also Paul Johnson, the guy you love to love. No, really?
There must be times when a man has to sit down and pray. There must be love when he thinks to himself all he needs is just one extra day in a week. Is there something for me to realize? Oh, there must be love at the end of the day when he sighs. Oh,
well, there you go, that's the Pale Fountain scratch mix for you there. And a song called The Palm of My Hand. UK Radio 94.2 with the Record Review, and it's Paul Johnson, well, sort of sitting in the hot seat for the next few minutes, and then, well, we may let Mike Johns loose in front of the mic, and that'll be interesting, I'm sure. Yeah. Anyway, what do you think of that one, Mike? What do you think of it? There you go.
You can hear Dave Jarvis eating his pineapple cube.
You can't really, can you?
Oh.
What is this?
This is live radio, folks.
No, he hasn't had his tea right. And he's just gone downstairs into the canteen and he's come back with his bowl. He says, look, they've left me one pineapple cube to eat. He's only got the one.
One pineapple cube and a load of juice.
One pineapple cube and a they left you that. That record, well, with or without the pineapple cube, no.
Do you prefer the scratch mix, Mike?
Oh, it always repeats the best bits, have you noticed?
Yeah. It's good, that, I think. Yeah, definitely. Anyway, yeah, what do you think of that one, Dave?
Hang on a second.
Those pineapple cubes were very nice, were they?
They're not going down right. Rubbish. That is the worst single tonight. The Pale Fountains, and what a sensation. It's called The Palm of My Hand. Let's get on to the next one. The Tubes.
And I thought it was pretty as well. Here's the Tubes, this is their brand new one, and it's called She's a Beauty.
And it's the first one out from them for a couple of years. They have been had one out for about a year or so now. Their last big hit was Primetime back in 79.
See what you think of this. Enjoy your pineapples, Dave.
Step right up and don't be shy.
She's a beauty, or at least that's what the Tubes think she is, but, well, you know, I've seen a nicer face on the back end of a busted boot, to be honest, but, well, it takes all types, I suppose. That's the new one from the Tubes, and, well, Mike, what do you think of that? Here's the mic.
Here's the mic, Mike, yeah, very old joke. Yeah, we were just talking about the Tubes in the middle, myself and PJ here. And I admire them, actually, because they're probably the only band that have ever been more diverse than the Beatles. I mean, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't know any band that could pull out one single that's so completely different from the previous one. I don't think they've ever had two singles very similar. Things like Primetime, Don't Touch Me There, and things like that immediately spring to mind, plus all their other failures. They never had the success that maybe they ought to deserve, but this record really is a bit of a letdown for them because it sounds just like any other am rock track, sort of American rock. The FM stations sort of in America would absolutely love to play that.
Definitely.
But I don't think it's going to be a hit over here. Anyway.
That is probably the kind of record you might hear on that other station, which I thought had closed down years ago.
What, the station that loves to play what's big in America but not what's big in Wolverhampton? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. The one that thinks that they're downtown 29 degrees in the shade and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, when really all they are is downtown in Tetnall Wood or whatever.
Yeah, and they're really down as well. Yeah, right, it's UK Radio, and what do I think of that one? Well, I suppose I like it, really. What I heard of it at the end, because to be honest with you, I wasn't listening to all of it, because I mean, if you could see, it's sort of bedlam here in the studio at the moment. We've got people trying to wire up headphones, we've got people slurping cups of UK coffee, and believe
tea.
Me,
tea.
Oh, it's tea, is it?
Yeah,
yeah. It is. Can you call it tea? I mean, would it be fit to be called tea?
Well, I don't know.
I suppose so. It's not quite as bad as usual.
It's not as bad as the Wolfram Coffee.
The Wolfram Coffee. Now, oh, the Wolfram Coffee. Oh, now you're talking. The Wolfram Coffee. Oh, yeah.
We use the Wolfram Coffee to make the printed circuit boards for the transmissions.
Yes, we use it as etching fluid, don't we? Yes, in fact, the Wolfram Coffee is so good that it even etches away the copper, which is sort of covered up by the etching pen. And it's not supposed to be etched away, but it leaves the etching pen on. And it etches away the copper, doesn't it, underneath. And when you wipe the etching pen off, you've just got a bare board.
No, no, Paul, that was your etching pen. This is a long story right now. You may be well aware of the fact that stations like UK, Wolfram, Phoenix and things like that, right, we all build our own transmitters, right, or we try to anyway. And I was making this printed circuit board out, right, and you're supposed to cover over the bits of the copper that you don't want the acid to eat away, or the Wolfram Coffee or whatever you're using. And well, I asked Paul if I could borrow his etching pen, so I sort of borrowed this pen from him and drew it out very, very carefully, stuck it in the acid and then pulled it out, and what happened? There's no copper left at all. The etching pen ink was still there. I washed it away and all the copper had gone from underneath it.
I mean, oh, blimey, I mean. What can you say? What can you say about that?
Yeah, you should have heard what I did say.
So. Yeah, well, it's a good job you weren't in this part of the country, otherwise I probably would have done, even though you live a couple of miles from me. Anyway, yeah, that's pretty good. I like that one. It's not going to be a hit, obviously, because well, the Tubes don't get the success they really do deserve, but still a nice song, I think. It's called She's a Beauty, and although I like it, it's a failure, obviously, so, well, less said about that, the better. We'll be back with the sound of In Deep right after this.
UK Radio 94.2
When Boys Talk, that's the sound of In Deep, follow-up to last night's DJ Save My Life, and you can hear that in full in about 10 or 15 minutes' time on the Disco Inferno show.
Or the Infernal Disco show, or whatever.
Yes, it's the show where we see just how low you can go, you know.
Oh, yeah, okay. Go on.
And where you want to boogie away till the break of day, all the time on 103.5, as it was 3 years ago when In Deep first came out in America, because they've been out in America for 3 years, but they first four came into the UK with their last one, which was Last Night a DJ Saved My Life, and that sounds exactly the same as the last one, and it's disgusting. How have they got the cheek? Have they no shame?
I'm beginning to think, actually, the BBC will ban that because of the in the middle of that, you know. Not only does it sound a bit like Michael Zager, only a bit more sensual or whatever.
Sensuous, yes. Oh, yeah! Anyway, back to the point in hand. It's going to be a hit, but not a very big hit, only on the strength of the last one.
Obviously a disco smash, though.
Obviously. Well, then, unfortunately, we're not going to have time to pass our comments on the next one because it's the end of the prog.
Hey, sir, can I speak?
You can speak, Michael, of course.
Thank you. Right.
Yeah, The Fix, they were at the Poly, ages ago. And apparently they're quite a good band to see live. I don't know what their singles are like though. We'll find out right now.
I'll be more together.